A few days ago, Roberto Alagna came up to the radio booth for a chat. Let's have a listen to that now. Without a doubt, Roberto Alagna has earned his reputation as one of opera's most popular, accomplished, and adventurous stars. He's performed more than 60 lead tenor roles in his career, from classics like Carmen and Madama Butterfly to rarities like Cyrano de Bergerac, which he brought to the Met last season. After 3 decades in the international spotlight, it's still full speed ahead. Alagna is taking on the challenge of singing both starring roles in the double bill of Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana and Leoncavallo's Pagliacci. Roberto, welcome back.
Thank you for this beautiful presentation.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to have you back here. Now,
thank you.
This is daunting, doing both Turiddu and Canio in one evening. Tell us your history with these two roles. You did Canio first, right?
I always sang both. Just the last time here at the Met, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, I sang just the Pagliacci for the first time in my life. But otherwise, I always sang the both characters. I don't know why, but maybe because they asked me to do, and I like to take challenges, a risk, you know. But I think it's nice because in one night you can show a very different character. Turiddu, it's very different from Canio. In fact, you play 3 characters because Canio is a double character too, you know. You have the stage Pagliaccio and Canio in the real life. For me, it's beautiful because maybe because of my Sicilian roots, you know. I love this repertoire. I think they are very, very complete. And to sing just one, sometimes, you know, it's a bit frustrating. I like to sing both.
It makes a complete evening for you then.
Yes, because it's a full evening. It's a full evening. And you can show not only the violence of this Canio and the craziness of this character, but also the noble side of Turiddu. Because sometimes we think Turiddu is violent or something, but I don't think so. In fact, the real victim in this opera, La Cavalleria, it's Turiddu, because he was betrayed by Lola at the beginning. They were supposed to be married together, and he went to the army, and when he returned, she was married with another guy. And after that, all the girls in the village wanted to marry him, and it was for this reason Lola, Santuzza, tried to catch also his part of Turiddu. And Turiddu accepted to make jealous Lola. But in fact, he has a big dilemma because he is attracted by Lola. He loves her from the beginning, from when they were a child, because they were neighbors in the village. He's not in love with Santuzza, but he respects her. He has affection for her, you know. And I think he's a real victim of this situation, you know, this very, very difficult situation. Even at the end, when he accepted the fight with Alfio, he explained him, I know I'm not right, but, you know, I had this story with Santuzza. I don't want to leave her alone, and I will kill you.
So when he takes up with Santuzza and she ends up pregnant, it's like, oh, I made a bad mistake.
Yes. Yeah, sure. But it is nothing to do, because in that time it was not a divorce, and he knew Lola was married, and it's finished for him. You know, it was a big sacrifice for him to be with Santuzza. But I think we must be in the same situation to understand. It's very difficult, but in any case, we can't judge this situation or the action, because it's very, very tragic situation for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice also, you know, and difficult, because when you do the first part, when you sing both characters, Pagliacci and Turiddu, at the end of Cavalleria, Alfio kill you. And it's difficult to reborn, you know, for a new character. It's a big challenge also that, you know, because normally it must be the end of the opera, you know, of the night. But here, the difficulty is this. You are dead, and you have to reborn in another character. And this is very interesting.
So what do you do during intermission to make that all happen?
I think it's the music who gives you everything, the right comportment and also the right energy. Because from the beginning of Pagliacci, it's so sparkling and, you know, and bright, this music.
Bum, ba-dum, bum.
Yes,
yeah.
It's like you're reborn from dead. It's nice. It's perfect. In fact, it's very, very well done. I think it's amazing because who had this idea to put both opera together? Because it's a wonderful opera. You know, I sang also, I remember, La Navarrese from Massenet and Cavalleria. And it works too. And it's strange because one was French and another one Italian. But we made that at Carnegie Hall some years ago. And it was beautiful, you know, to sing in the same night both characters. Also very different. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting, these double bills that just magically work together for some strange reason.
I think it's the magic of music.
Yeah.
You know, something is magical in the music, and you can't explain why.
So let's talk a little bit more in depth about the character in Pagliacci, because you gave us a really good view of Turiddu. How about Canio?
Canio, it's another character. Canio has his own dilemma, because sometimes he feels like he's not a real man, you know? Maybe he has a complex or something, because to be Pagliaccio, you know, in the Commedia dell'arte, Pagliaccio was the guy, you know, betrayed by the wife, a little bit stupid, never moving in with his hand, without hand. And he was like this, Pagliacci, you know, he was all the time in slow motion, very, very, a little bit stupid, you know. And Canio has this complex. Why? Because maybe his wife is in love with his wife, but he can feel that Nedda loves him, but she wants something else, another life. It's not because she's not loving him, but maybe it's too difficult for her to do this life of poor people traveling around the country.
That's a difficult life.
Yes, it's very difficult life, and maybe she's dreaming about beautiful dress, a beautiful life, a real house with kids and children, with a real family life, you know? Maybe it's this. And Canio knows he can't give her that. And maybe for that, he's a little bit all the time nervous, because he said, Beppe said, you know, Canio is violent, but he's a good man. He's a good man. He has this violence because maybe from his childness, you know, he had a very, very difficult life. Very difficult life, like you know, a gypsy in some side of him, very, very alone. You know, and he creates this company to do something, and he is in love with his wife, and he has, during the entire opera, all the time he's thinking, I am Pagliaccio or I am Canio. Yes, on stage I can do this, but in real life I'm like this. Until the end, when he said, La commedia è finita, it means, now I don't want to play anymore, now I am Canio, no more Pagliaccio, the stupid guy, and betrayed by everybody. And this is the difficulty of this character, to show during the entire night this problem inside of him. And here I must say something fantastic, because, you know, you have the fiction and the reality in the same time in the opera. But I have the same in my life, because Alexandra, she's my real wife. And to play on stage together this play, it's amazing, you know, because we play double character and triple with our own life.
So how is that? Is this the first time you've performed together?
No. We performed Pagliacci and Nedda last year in Europe, and it was fantastic not to play this character, because sometimes when I say I am in love with my wife, it's very funny. This morning we had the rehearsal, when I sang this phrase, the choir start to laugh, you know, because it's the real words, you know, and adoro la mia sposa, I adore my wife. And it's funny to say that, because you have something very special, you know, in the night. It says, I love that in any case.
So how is it on stage with the two of you together? Anything you needed to? It's very natural, or you work it out?
I love to work with her, because she's very, very easy on stage. She has a real talent of actress. She's amazing, maybe because she has this, she's very easy with the music, you know. She played the violin, and she was the first violin in Poland for many years. And she has a real ability to express with her body very, very easily. And I saw even this morning the people of the choir looking at her, and they saw this production many, many times, but they were laughing, they were attracted by her, because she's very sexy. She reminds me a little bit Betty Boop, you know? She's
Betty Boop.
A sort of Betty Boop of opera, and I love that.
For a European to mention Betty Boop is just hilarious to me. Good for you.
But she's like this. You will see.
But in that final scene, it must be kind of traumatic to have to, quote-unquote, kill your own wife, too.
Yeah, yeah. The difficulty is to show the violence, but inside to be cold. Because if you are not cold, you can have an accident, you know. An accident can happen. I remember some years ago, somebody tried to kill, you know, with the knife, and they killed, not really, but they touched the body, and it was a real accident. And this is the difficulty. But in the same time, when you know each other, it's easier. because even just with the eyes, you can understand everything. I know all the time I can also improvise with Alexandra because she understands me very, very fast and vice versa. And this is maybe this complicity makes something more special. And I think the audience and even the colleagues can see that.
Are you both spontaneous actors on stage,
switching things
up a little bit from performance to performance?
Yes, it seems simple, but it's not so simple. And to have this real communion between two artists, it's not easy.
It takes a lot of courage to drop your inhibitions out on a stage like this and just be spontaneous.
Exactly. And, you know, those characters are very well known. You know, before you, a lot of great singers sang those parts. And it's all the time, you know, responsibility when you sing in a big opera like at the Met to sing this kind of repertoire. It's not so simple to look relaxed and something like this, you know. But I must say, I love to play this kind of repertoire. And I am happy now to have also Alexandra taking this repertoire too, because we have more opportunity to sing together. Sure, today, because she starts with the Coloratura repertoire, and it's amazing now to have Alexandra in such a very, very big role. We sang together, for example, La Juive, and you know this opera, it's very dramatical, and for her, she was Rachel, and she was surprising everybody because of the easiness of the voice, but also all the time this acting, you know, the perfect acting of the character.
It's exciting for us to get to see the two of you on stage together this time. Yeah, it's the first time for us.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. It's true for us too. First time at the Met, and I think I hope we'll have a wonderful night, and for the public too, for the audience, and to have a good luck.
Sure. Talk a little bit about the vocal challenge of doing both of these in the same night. I mean, you said
it's
a dramatic shift in intermission. What do you have to do vocally?
It's difficult because it's like singing Wagner, you know, because it's very long. There are two opera and they are very powerful, both. For example, Turiddu start with the Siciliana, not the Siciliana. But the Siciliana is very difficult to sing because you are cold. It's the beginning of the opera. You have just the accompaniment of the harp, and you start with a very high tessitura. And it must be like, you know, a serenade. You know, very, very graceful, and you know, but it's not easy because the character, in the same time, it's like a serenade. But Turiddu sang this to make a little bit Lola nervous, you know. And the words are very, very strong, you know. He said, if somebody will kill me for her, and if I go to paradise, to heaven, and I will not find you there, I will not go in. I will return. You know, and it's very, very, very strong serenade. And after that, you sing the duet. It's very, very dramatic. And when you return from the Brindisi till the end, you sing in 2 or 3 hours. It's a run through. And after that, you have just the break and start Pagliacci. It's another opera, very violent. In Pagliacci, it's very delicate because just the entrance can break your voice. Because you start with the big choir, big orchestra, and you must sing on the top of this very amazing sound. And because you are sometimes also a bit nervous, if you give too much in that moment, you can break the voice and not able to sing the rest of the opera. And after that, you have also, bien sûr, this wonderful aria, you know, the Re di Pagliaccio, this very, very, very difficult aria because dramatically, it's very, very moving and touching for the singer. Why? Because is the real life of all the artists, you know, sometimes when you have problem in your life and you must go and sing for everybody because the people pay the ticket and they want to have a nice show and you must put everything far, you know, the problem with in your own life and you have to act, you know, the show must go on. And this is why sometimes when you sing this aria, you are very, very moved by this aria. And after that, you have the last act. Very, very difficult dramatically, because if you put too much sentiment, you can again break your voice. You know, and this is a very violent. I said all the time, Pagliacci, it's a small Otello. Yeah. It's like Otello, but it's a concentrate of Otello. Yeah.
So instead of having one big arc for the evening, you have...
Exactly.
And then a second
And the
time.
Tessitura also, because Pagliacci is more dramatical and more, it's a lower... and even if you have top notes, you know, but it's lower in the tessitura. And Turiddu is higher, maybe to the youngness of Turiddu. Mm-hmm. And for this reason, for example, I remember my ex-manager told me when he went to the Met, Giusy Björling sang Cavalleria and Mario del Monaco sang Pagliacci, because they were very different, the characters were different. And sometimes, you know, the singers who sang Cavalleria, after that, when they start to sing Pagliacci, they stop to sing Cavalleria. It's very rare when both tenor sing those opera together till the end of the career. I think the only one was Beniamino Gigli, who sang until the end of his life, both. Maybe because he was more lyrical, you know. And when you are lyrical, you can manage both the tessitura. If you are dramatical, it's difficult after that to return to mm-hmm. Turiddu.
I didn't realize they had such different tessituras. That's you've taught me something good today. That's
yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So you still have quite a season ahead, singing Otello, Koloff, Samson and Delilah, all in Vienna. How does it feel to be jumping into this kind of repertoire more?
You know, when I was very young, I sang my first Pagliacci. When I sang my first Pagliacci, I was 32 or 33 years old. My first Don Carlo, I was 30 years old. You know, I always sang a heavy repertoire, but all the time not putting away the light repertoire. For example, last year I sang, Otello, this kind of repertoire, but I returned to Pêcheur de Perles sometimes, I returned to Bohème, I returned to Lucia mm-hmm. sometimes, and even in the French repertoire, Faust. I try all the time to keep the elasticity of the voice. I think it's very important. Even when I do a concert, I always sing heavy arias and very light arias in the same time. This is very important. I think the next big challenge for me, maybe the biggest of my life, will be to sing Lohengrin in Bayreuth next summer, because I don't understand the German language, and it's very difficult for me to put the real music of the words, you know, not on the music, because the music, it's not so difficult to feel. Mm-hmm. You know, but mm-hmm. the words, to have the right music of the words, I love to say the words. And for example, in French, in Italian, or in different languages. But all the time, I understand the language. Here is the first time. Oh, I will take the challenge. We'll see. I'm studying now. And if I'm happy, I will try to do this Lohengrin. We'll see.
Do you have a good German teacher?
Alexandra, she's a very good teacher for me. For the moment, I'm studying alone, because I like to first to study myself, to be able after that, to be easy after that. Because if you are all the time, you know, reading the score, and I prefer to read the score, to know the score, and after that she will correct me. Even I have, if I have a lot of mistakes, if I made a lot of mistakes. But we'll see. I try, and I will work very, very hard, and I hope to have a good result.
Lohengrin. Lohengrin. There you go. Roberto Alagna is starring as Turiddu and Canio, the two tormented leading men at the heart of opera's classic double bill, Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana and Leoncavallo's Pagliacci. The season premiere is January the 8th, and you can hear it live right here on Met Opera Radio. Performances run through February the 1st. Roberto, it's great to have you back.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be with you.